This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for the rest of the program today, we're going to be talking about the flag of our 21st state of Illinois. I want to ask you to take a moment and think. Could you, from memory, describe what it looks like? I'm going to try. Okay, it's white. There's a big eagle above a rock with 1818 carved into it, the date of statehood. The bird is holding a banner. It says National Union State Sovereignty, which, because I'm a nerd, I know it used to be the other way around, but was redesigned after the Civil War to sort of elevated the importance of national union over state sovereignty. And, in case you forgot the name of our state, the word Illinois is in all caps along the bottom. There are people who really get into the study and appreciation of flag design. That field is called vexillology. And in a 2001 survey, the members of the North American Vexillological Association ranked the Illinois flag 49th out of 72 different states and territories. That's in part because the flag violates several consensus principles of good flag design. And this year, there's been a new push to redesign Illinois' state flag. State Senator Doris Turner, a Democrat from Springfield, is sponsoring legislation that would create a commission to study the possibility of a new flag, and she joins us now to talk about this. Senator Turner, welcome to the 21st Show.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the invitation to join you today.
Thanks for being here, and I'm also really excited to welcome one of the world's foremost authorities on flag design. I think I can say that. Ted Kaye is the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. He's also the author of the seminal booklet, Good Flag, Bad Flag, which enumerates several principles of flag design. Ted, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. And I wouldn't call myself an authority, but I'm quite experienced because I've been through a lot of these efforts.
Well, fair enough. But listeners, we also want to hear your perspective on what you think of the Illinois state flag. Is it time for a new one? Maybe you even want to be on the commission. Let us know by calling 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Senator Turner, I'm going to begin with you. Why do you think Illinois needs to explore the possibility of a new flag?
Well, you know, I think that we are in a place in our history where a lot of people talk about that we don't have a lot of interest in our state. We don't have a lot of interest in governance. And I think that this is a great opportunity to get people excited about Illinois, excited about their contribution to the state and how they can be participatory in that governance of the state. So Senate Bill 1818, and if you, let me say that a flag is a symbol of our state, and there's a lot of symbolism within this this piece of legislation. So, of course, the first is it's Senate Bill 1818, which is the year that Illinois became a state. And it doesn't say that we have to have a new flag. It just creates an Illinois Flag Commission for the purpose of developing a new state flag design and making recommendations to the General Assembly concerning whether the current state flag should be replaced with a new flag. The commission convene September the 1st, 2023, and report their recommendations back to the General Assembly by December 3rd, 2024. And that's basically the second piece of symbolism because Illinois became a state on December the 3rd, 1818. So this legislation is modeled after an exercise that happened last year in Utah. And I will tell you that that exercise garnered a whole lot of attention and participation. That task force received about 7,000 flag designs and over 44,000 public comments. So if Utah got that kind of participation, I'm sure Illinois can do a whole lot better.
All right. Well, Ted Kaye, I want to bring you into the conversation now and just ask you if you can walk us through the five principles of good flag design as enumerated in the booklet, Good Flag, Bad Flag. And maybe we can just start with the idea of keeping it simple.
Certainly. It all starts with the function of a flag, which is signaling at a distance. You need to be able to make out what's on the flag and remember what's on the flag when you see it a long way away, when it's flapping in the breeze. And that leads us to five basic principles of design. The first is simplicity. If the flag is as so simple that a child can draw it from memory, it's likely to be successful at that signaling effort. The second is use meaningful symbolism, something that people will be able to relate to your state. You only need 2 to 3 colors. That's the third principle. And those colors should be basic colors that come from the standard flag manufacturing set. You don't need lettering, and you don't need any seals, because those can't be made out at a distance and they make the flag more expensive. And the last principle is distinctiveness. The flag should be different from other similar entities. Illinois' flag is indistinguishable from Rhode Island's or Massachusetts at a distance, a blob on a white background. You need distinctiveness to be successful as a flag. So simplicity, meaningful symbolism, few colors, no lettering or seals, and distinctiveness.
All right. That's a great setup for the next part of our conversation. We need to take a break on our program, but we are going to continue talking about this push for at least the possibility of a new state flag in Illinois. We're speaking with Ted Kay, who's the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association, which is an organization of people who study flags and flag design. And he's also the author of the booklet, Good Flag, Bad Flag, which sort of enumerates some of the principles of flag design we've been talking about. We're also speaking with State Senator Doris Turner, the sponsor of Senate Bill 1818, the year of our state's founding, which would create this commission to explore a new state flag. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation today. We heard from Ryan Grunfelder on Twitter, who said sent us an image of the Colorado flag, said an example of a good state flag, which does well marketing the state. We're going to ask our guests about that and what else they might be looking for in a flag redesign here in Illinois. This is the 21st show in the 21st state. Stay with us. This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the possibility of a new state flag in Illinois. There's a piece of legislation being considered in the Illinois General Assembly. If approved by the Senate and the House and signed into law by the governor, there would be a commission that would study the possibility of a new state flag for Illinois. That legislation is sponsored by State Senator Doris Turner, a Democrat from Springfield. We're also joined on the program today by Ted Kay, who's secretary of the North American Vexillological Association, a group of flag enthusiasts, also the author of Good Flag, Bad Flag, which has principles of flag design, which we went through before the break. The idea is keep it simple. A child should be able to draw the flag from memory. It needs to have meaningful symbolism, just a few basic sort of standardized colors. No seals. I think what's the expression? SOB, seal on a bedsheet, as many states have for their flags. And it needs to be distinct for the state. So Ted, let me ask you, what are some examples of great flags?
When we ran a survey, NAVA.org is our organization. When we ran our survey a few years ago on state and provincial and territorial flags in the United States and Canada, several great designs floated to the top, such as New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, South Carolina, Alaska, Texas. Those flags all meet the basic principles of flag design and are successful at their purpose, which is showing that that represents the state when it's flying at a distance.
Yeah, in New Mexico, which I think is often, as I've seen, rated as number one, is a yellow field with a red symbol that has associations with some of the Native American population. The colors are a nod to its Spanish heritage, if I remember correctly. We also have a great flag design right here in Illinois. Chicago is often cited as a great design. Can you talk about that design as well?
We ran a survey also in the same era asking people to rate the design qualities of 150 U.S. cities, and Chicago's and Washington, D.C.'s flag tied for first. Chicago's is a world-class city flag, and it is the example for every city who aspires to have a flag that the population will embrace. It's a horizontal, it has two light blue horizontal stripes at, representing the waters, and then between them, four six-pointed red stars with very sharp points. And there's meaning associated with all of those things, but it's a remixable design language that represents Chicago, and you see it everywhere in Chicago.
You do.
My guess is that Chicago flags,
tattoos,
indeed.
So what were you gonna say? Your guess is that Chicago flags
outsell Illinois state flags by a large number.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I don't even know where you can get Illinois state flag merchandise. I have looked. Senator Turner, you were trying to get into the conversation there.
No, I think that that raises a really good point. And if I'm not mistaken, the Chicago flag was a rework. It wasn't the original Chicago flag. Is that correct?
That's correct. The original one had two stars on it representing important events in Chicago's past, and two more stars were added during the last century to represent important other events in Chicago history. So it's actually a dynamic flag as well as a meaningful one.
Yeah, I want to say the Fort Dearborn and the Chicago Fire and the two World's Fairs, Columbian Exposition and the World's Fair in the 30s. Go ahead, Senator Turner.
No, I was just going to say, so there was the exercise in Utah that I mentioned, but also if you think about Chicago and, you know, their flag and the prominence that it has, that was a rework. So we're not doing anything that, you know, out of the ordinary. And again, it's very participatory. It's not like, you know, people are sitting in the Senate chambers saying we need a new state flag and this is what it's going to be. We're giving everyone in the state of Illinois an opportunity to weigh in on it.
A participatory process. Yeah. So Ted Kaye, let me ask you, when you look at the Illinois flag, what stands out to you? What do you see when you look at it?
Well, I see a seal on a bedsheet, and I see a state who felt its symbolism had failed and it had to write its name on the flag. Imagine if we saw a national flag that said, say, France on it. We would laugh at that. The flag itself and its symbolism should carry its weight. The fact that the state wrote its name on the flag because someone didn't recognize it as the state flag, and Illinois is not alone, there are several states that have done that, is not only unfortunate, but it makes the flag difficult to sew. It says cyanilly on the back, unless you sew it two-sided. And if you sew it two-sided, it's heavy and it's expensive. So it's not a successful flag from a construction standpoint or from a graphic standpoint. Ultimately, flags are graphic images, not verbal symbols, and writing doesn't belong on flags.
Yeah, and I that is actually a true story. There was a soldier, some sort of serviceman in Vietnam who was in a mess hall, and they had the state flags around, and people were like, wouldn't believe him or didn't understand that that was the Illinois flag, and so, you know, a bill becomes a law. Now it has the word Illinois written on it, so it's more recognizable. So, Senator Turner, what did you learn in this process about the history of the current Illinois flag? And I wonder if you hear from people who say, look, good or bad, it's tradition. Let's keep it.
Yes, most definitely. So I really heard people come out on both sides of this issue. So a couple of years ago, there was a state representative, Tim Butler, introduced a similar bill. And so when I introduced this bill, Representative Butler has now left the General Assembly. He left in December of last year, but he actually came to committee to testify about his support of the bill, and he considers himself to be a pretty expert on flags. And I learned so much from him about a lot of the similar things that we talked about today, what a flag design should look like, and also kind of the history of a lot of the different flags of the United States. You know, the other thing that I learned too was, you know, people really came out and said, you know, this is part of our history. We shouldn't change it. Everybody wants to change everything, you know, that kind of, you know, those kind of comments. But one of the things that I did learn through this process was everyone feels very connected to the state seal, and the state seal has been changed 3 different times. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with changing things and, you know, moving forward. The other piece of it is, the flag is a part of our history, but I like to say all the time that I believe history is a living, breathing, ever-evolving thing. And, you know, at times we need to embrace that and see how we move and evolve with history. You know, the way that I started this conversation, we have people talk all the time about everyone feels very disconnected from, you know, Illinois and disconnected from their history. And again, I think this is a perfect opportunity to get everyone involved in that process so that we have a state flag that everybody feels that connection to. And just makes them feel like they are a part of something. And maybe that will encourage people to become more involved in our democratic process.
A little more state pride, yeah. So Ted, Illinois does have a really interesting and diverse history. And I can imagine a truly diverse and inclusive committee that thinks we need to reflect everything about what makes Illinois great, right? Labor history, scientific discovery, LGBTQ inclusivity, respect for Native American and French cultural roots, the great migration of Black Americans from the South, the fact that we're a transportation hub, Lincoln, Reagan, Obama, the list goes on and on and on. Have you seen, Ted, a flag redesign process that actually makes things worse?
Certainly. Well, if you go back to 1955, Milwaukee, Wisconsin ended up with a flag where the alderman in charge of the process took elements of every proposal and put it all in one flag. It's one of the worst design city flags that we can see. But I think that idea that we need to include something for everyone and representing everything on the flag is based on a misconception of what the flag's purpose is. The flag's purpose is signaling at a distance, and all you need is one thing that people will remember. I'll give you the example of Canada. Canada's a red maple leaf on white with two red bars. That's it. It's iconic, it's memorable, it's recognizable, and Canada has more kinds of trees than maple leaves, maple trees, and it's got more in its country than trees. But that's just the symbol, that's just the logo. And I think it's also important to understand that while the seal belongs to the government, the flag belongs to the people. Right now, Illinois' flag looks like it represents the government of Illinois. And I understand that because the government adopted it. But in the great state flags, the ones that are really successful, they represent the entire state. So someone will fly that flag or wear it in some way on a hat or a t-shirt to represent they're from that state, not their connection to the government. So Illinois' flag has more than it needs to have on it right now. The goal for Illinois to have a very successful flag would be a very simple flag. Think of how simple Chicago is.
Yeah, I love that. And that is true, right? I've been to Colorado. I've been to Texas in the past few years. There's a lot of merchandise. People want to wear their state flag on clothing. And like I mentioned, tattoos. You certainly don't see that in Illinois. Senator Turner, we're coming to the end of our time together. If you can get this bill into law and everything goes according to the best laid plans, what would happen between now and when Illinoisans would actually get to see a new flag design potentially flying over the Capitol?
So actually what would happen is if this legislation gets to the governor's desk and he signs it, there would be a 21 member commission. That's another piece of symbolism. Illinois was the 21st state. There would be a 21 member commission that would be appointed by various individuals that would then put together a process by which individuals throughout the state could submit to the commission their different flag designs. The commission would then review all of those and put together a report that would come back to the General Assembly, and then the General Assembly would take a vote on whether the flag would be changed. So it's kind of a two-pronged process. It goes out to this commission, the commission goes out to the public, and then those come back to the General Assembly, and the General Assembly makes the final vote. You know, the other thing that I do want to say when you were talking about how a lot of people are, adverse to change. During the hearing, the hearing on this piece of legislation before the state government committee, Senator Mike Halpin, who is a member of that committee, said something that I thought was really pretty profound. And he said that we don't know we need change until it's changed, and it's often for the best. So, I think that we just have to open ourselves up to new possibilities.
Yeah, well said. Senator Ted Kaye gave you a promotion there. Ted Kaye, final thoughts. We've got about 30 seconds to a minute left in our conversation. Advice for Illinoisans as they are potentially, if the bill passes, embarking on this process.
I think the way to consider this is, as Senator Turner said, this is an opportunity for Illinois to update its flag to accomplish what the flag can do for Illinois. I've been involved in the efforts in Utah, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Georgia, states that have recently changed their flags or are considering changing their flags. And Illinois can join that group to have a more successful design. And I'm rooting for Illinois for success.
You and me both. Ted Kaye is Secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. You can read his booklet, Good Flag, Bad Flag, on their website, nava.org. We also spoke with State Senator Doris Turner, Democrat of Springfield, and the sponsor of legislation that would create a commission to explore a new state flag for Illinois. Senator Turner and Ted Kaye, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show. We really appreciate your time. And that is all the time we have for today and this week. Before we go, I want to urge you to visit our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can let us know what you thought about our program by sending us an email or calling our voicemail line, which is also listed there on our website. We'd love to hear from you. I should mention we were going to have a listener feedback segment this week. We ended up pushing that off to next week, but we are looking to collect your voicemails, emails. Let us know what you think about what we've been talking about. We want to feature those more on the show than we have done in the past. Our voicemail number is 217-300-2121, 217-300-2121. Get in touch. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk on Monday.